and now two loving pen pals.
Dear Jason.
Dear Jim.
Two radio baseball fans, Mets fan Jim O'Grady at WNYC and Jason Mark, a Chicago Cubs fan from WBEZ. With the Mets up 3-0 in the best-of-seven National League Championship Series, it's Jim who sounds the most confident here.
Dear Jason, first of all, the Cubbies are doomed. Does your city not understand that you exist as a plush toy for the cruel enjoyment of the sports gods? I don't make the rules. I just watch them destroy the Cubs when they get a little too close to the big baseball prize. Sincerely, Jim.
Jason Mark, our Cubs fan from station WBEZ, is a little dark about all this.
Dear Jim, what you don't seem to recognize is nothing you say could possibly hurt me. Have you gone to your grandfather's grave, cheeks wet and choking on tears, to say, "Papa, I'm sorry. I wanted to come here and say we finally did it," but my guess is you haven't.
Jim and Jason, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, very much.
So that really heartwarming exchange of words between the two of you. I mean, we should point out, we should stipulate right at the top that as Mets fans and Cubs fans, you are long-suffering together, right?
Yeah, and can I just say, John, I understand as a Mets fan, our self-image is of the dogged, scrappy underdog. And I understand that right now the Cubs are America's sweetheart. Because nobody does losing. Nobody excels at losing year after year more than the Cubs.
Well, I think it's more the fact that really nobody likes the Mets. I think it's less about liking the Cubs and more about sort of disliking the Mets.
And to your question, Jason, about whether I visit my grandfather's grave to talk about my baseball disappointment, no, because the Mets win more than once a century.
Yeah, well, but not that much more often, I will add.
Jim, you're being cruel to Jason, I think. I mean, his grandfather, his grandfather, you know, come on, you don't want to go there. But why is the long-sufferingness of the Mets fan different from the long-sufferingness of the Cubs fan? Jim, why don't you begin?
Well, first of all, can I just point out that the Cubs did win a World Series in 1908, and that is less than 200 years ago. And why you got to be greedy? The century is young. You still have a chance. You have a young team. The long-sufferingness of the Mets is they're a relatively new franchise. Relatively. They started in 1962-63, and they were known for their incompetence, and they do dwell in the shadow of the Yankees. But they
and the Mets fans are have personal hygiene problems.
Yeah. They're boisterous, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little down market, perhaps.
Perhaps.
But they're heartfelt, and in a way, they share that with Cubs fans.
So how are the Cubs going to come back, Jason?
I really don't know. All I can say is the man who was the architect of the greatest comeback in history when Boston came back from 3-0 down happens to be the architect of the current Chicago Cubs team. That would be one Theo Epstein. So if there is any chance on God's green earth that the Cubs are going to come back and even make this interesting, quite frankly, this is the guy who is going to help us do it, I think.
Take that, Jim O'Grady.
Well, there's no chance the Cubs are coming back, and I'll tell you why. The role of the Cubs and their fans is the same thing as the book of Job in the Bible. Job just suffers and forbears and teaches us how to do that. And that's what Cub fans are here to do. They just endure one cruelty after the next, and they're kind of sad moral exemplars.
Mets fan Jim O'Grady, reporter for WNYC, and Job's fan, I mean Cubs fan, Jason Mark, director and producer
just
of the Morning
Shift. Suffering breeds character.
Keep telling yourself that.
Makes you stronger, baby.